This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who doesn't love a good story? We are sharing some great stories today on the program we call What's on Your Mind from 360 Review, Energy, Agriculture, Finance, Culture, and Faith on the Northern Great Plains. You can get a copy of this book. It is almost in book form. I mean, it's a magazine, but it's a little beefier than that. If you check out our Facebook page, Todd, maybe you want to share that as well on the K-Fire page in your own. But I have it up on my page. And it'll bring you to a link where you can register for a free copy. And read along, because we're chronicling four stories out of several that are in the latest edition of the 360 Review on What's on Your Mind. A program that is waiting on the world to change. That's what we're doing, day in and day out. Normally, of course, tackling the news of the day, things that are happening, and giving you a chance to weigh in. And today, just taking a step back a little bit and digging into these great stories and celebrating the labor of some folks, as they have been chronicled by these authors, these writers, in a 360 Review today on the program. So, enjoying it a great deal. We're brought to you in part this hour by our friends at B-Mobile. B-Mobile has an interesting bit of technology we've been talking about lately. You're thinking, oh, a smartphone? Well, they have a lot of those, yes. Well, a tablet? They have a lot of those, too. But this is a little different. This is actually called Hum. This is something that makes your car smarter and safer, I might add, because it has features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locator and hands-free Bluetooth calling, so. And right now, if you're a teen, you have a teen in your home getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. They are the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon wireless. And, of course, Verizon is the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. B-Mobile. Bringing you this hour, What's on Your Mind. We're going to go back a few decades, Dickey County, North Dakota, back to the 50s, back to the 60s, thanks to the work of our next guest, Karen Herzog, who is editor-in-chief of Momentum Magazine at the University of Marion. She's written a piece for 360 Review on tribe, time, and trait, German Russians on the prairie before and after World War II. Karen, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
You're one of those German Russians on the prairie before and after World War II, right?
I am. I'm the after World War II part of that. So
Fourth generation.
There was a great divide between the two generations, and so there's definitely a pre-World War II generation and a post-World War II generation of the German Russian.
So you get to do a little first and third person work for us here and bring us up to speed.
Yeah.
What is most seared into your memory about that time?
I think the beauty and, again, the hard work of growing up in a rural area, of living the life that's very close to nature. It's an experience that I think is becoming more rare as we become more urban. And I wanted to pay tribute to the way that has shaped, I think, North Dakota's personality. And it's a way that people who come here from elsewhere maybe can begin to understand who we are a little bit. Because if I'm not mistaken, at one point, at least, German Russians were the state's largest ethnic group and may still be. So who we are is, in a large part, who the state is at this point, I think.
Give us this day our daily bread was more than a petition in the Sunday liturgy, but a practical working pattern for farm life, part of an understood covenant. God provided the raw materials, humans provided the sweat and muscle. I love that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
true.
I can't help but read this and say, okay, what replaces this with today's generation, right? Because what you knew, what your family knew, and the lessons learned from that give you that foundation to take whatever comes now. But kids today, just kids today, don't have the benefit of that. I mean, and I would call it the benefit of that. Some would say, oh, man, you know, how lucky you are not to have had it as tough as we did. But there's real benefit into how you grew up and your family grew up.
Absolutely. I think growing up like that teaches you some really valuable lessons. The German Russians, if nothing, were enduring. They were wanderers in a way. They had left southern Germany in the late 1700s and early 1800s for free land in Russia, and land was what they wanted. And when the Bolsheviks began dismantling their German communities, they came to America again for free land. And when they got here, man, they put down deep roots. They wanted to stay in place, and they knew that to sustain those roots, they had to work hard, and they did. I mean, hard work was the foundation of their endurance, and that was what everyone was encouraged to do. So I think that is an excellent, excellent trait to carry forward. And they had a deep faith. I mean, there were Catholics and there were Lutherans, and each of them were truly committed to their faith, and the church was really the center of their lives and the center of their community. It's what held them together.
You mentioned earlier that you wanted people to understand a little bit about, as you know, maybe people that are not familiar with North Dakota, if they understand this story, they'll understand this a little better. What else do you want in the way of a takeaway for the reader from this? Why did you explain why you wanted to do this?
Well, I think it's important again to me, as we mentioned, to point out the value of the rural life, and as we said, more and more people are becoming urban and don't have much more than a passing connection with the earth and with nature and what it takes to produce food and the labor that goes into that, and how it's a very spiritual experience in some way, how when you work the land for your whole life, it truly becomes a part of you. I mean, its rhythms are your rhythms, and you learn that nature can be your friend and nature can be your enemy as far as survival goes, but that you must work with a force that's larger than yourself.
Self-sufficiency was a high priority that you talk about in here. And there's something else that's just lost, isn't it? I mean, you run out of something, you just go to the store, right? There isn't idea of self-sufficiency. What do you think we lose by not having the kind of founding and self-sufficiency that your family did?
I think it makes us, I think it weakens us, and I think it also, in a way, being self-sufficient was also part of being in a community where everyone knew that they had a role and they had a responsibility to their neighbors and a responsibility to their family. When my father's three older sisters each lost their husbands at quite a young age, and they all three had several children, they always came back to the farm. And when butchering hogs or chickens, I mean, it was share and share. Like, you took care of your family. You took care of your family. And when your neighbors needed help, you helped them too. But it was understood that if you didn't help when help was needed, it kind of put you on the outside because you weren't doing your role as part of the tribe. It really took all of those people working together to survive. And yet there was a great deal of privacy, a great deal of not intruding into other people's lives. So it's a bit of a dichotomy, but that self-sufficiency was just taken for granted. To this day, I think, as I said in the article, when someone doesn't have a vegetable garden in the summer, even if they live in town, I always wonder, why not? To abandon that would be deeper and stranger than you might think.
I love the patriotism, too, when you talk about, in contrast to the German parents' dread that their sons would be conscripted to the Russian army, the new Americans were proud of their son's service for their country, despite great peril and not knowing if they'd see them and very little communication and all that. They were proud, right?
They were very proud. I mean, this country had given them what they wanted most, which was a land and a chance to, you know, work hard and survive and make a living. And they were proud to have their sons go into the service. I remember, I don't know if you've ever if it's, the term is familiar to you, but we had a summer kitchen on the farm. It's about the size of a garage. And that's where you did the messy work, such as butchering chickens and those kinds of things. But I remember in that closet as a child opening it up, and there was a row of uniforms hanging in there, my grandmother's son's uniforms from all branches of the service, except I think the Marines. I always remembered opening that up and seeing those olive drab and navy blue wool uniforms. She was proud of them.
You go through the 50s and 60s month by month in Dickey County, North Dakota, from the perspective of German Russians on the prairie. And,
right.
And the piece, of course, before and after World War II, chronicling that time. It's a fascinating piece and really fun to read. Karen Herzog, editor-in-chief of Momentum Magazine at the University of Mary. Thank you, Karen. Well done. Appreciate the time today.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk with Professor Dr. Brenda Werner when we come back, about educating students in poverty. Something happening in North Dakota. Another one of our stories. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. And North Dakota's home for Chevy. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklandValleyCity.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Big Iron, that's a fun show coming up soon. Not this week, but next week. So if you're coming in for Big Iron, will you look for us? We're going to be broadcasting actually from the cab of a piece of machinery I'm hoping to sell for one of our sponsors, Titan Outlet Store. It's a 2008 Case IH Steiger Quad Track. 485 horsepower in that thing. It's unbelievable. 16-speed power shift. Got the collar shuttle shift and tow cable. Rear is outfitted with four remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump. The tires are the big 520 85 R46 on the bar axles with the differential lock. The cab features a luxury leather interior, auto steer ready, and ground radar. That's why I decided to make that my home for Big Iron. But I'd love nothing more than for you to make me homeless and pick this deal up at a great bargain. And a special price for Big Iron, as a matter of fact. Go to TitanOutletStore.com to see it. That sounds like kind of iron you're looking for. TitanOutletStore.com on that Steiger 485. Sales team at Titan Outlet Store will take care of you. Look forward to being there. Wholesale division of Titan Machinery's 90-plus dealership network. And guaranteed iron at outlet prices with 100% money-back guarantee, so they treat you right. Labor. In our focus today on Labor Day, what kind of labor? Well, pretty much everything. Our next guest, Brenda Werner, is a graduate education chair at the University of Mary, and she's written a piece for the 360 Review magazine we've been using as our guidepost today to celebrate some great labor that's being done. This one, the labor of educating students in poverty, a systematic approach to building a culture of success. And we get to celebrate some success today. It's happening actually at Dorothy Moses Elementary School in the Bismarck Public School System, which is good. But I want to start just understanding the problem a little bit. Dr. Werner, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you. So how are we doing educating students in poverty in general?
Well, you know, we know that we have about 50 years of research that tells us that children living in poverty make up the largest portion of underachieving students. So historically, we've not done well with students in poverty. They have so many challenges that come with living in poverty, including high rates of high incidences of abuse, trauma, sometimes neglect, and not always having that relational mentoring that they need. And so we really have not done well despite a lot of concerted efforts to try to improve those scores over the last half a century, really.
And I saw the Brookings Institute number really whacked me up beside the head. The poverty rate for children raised by a single mother, 45.8%, compared to 9.5% for children raised by two parents. Think about that. Wow.
Obviously, it's a startling difference.
Yeah. So obviously, the first thing you say is, well, let's get all kids in a two-parent family, right? Well, that's a nirvana. I'm not sure we're going to be at anytime soon, but certainly it's a good goal. The other would be to say, of those kids who are in households with a single parent, we're not doing something right. And test scores and high school graduation rates significantly lower for children of the poor. So what do we do?
Well, you know, one of the things that they're doing at Dorothy Moses, I initially went into Dorothy Moses to do a little bit of research and to do a story on their use of differentiated instruction. And so typically, as educators, we have our grade level standards and we kind of shoot for the middle and try to sort of meet most of the students there. But when you have a highly diverse population like Dorothy Moses, you know, not only do they have 48.8% of their students living below poverty level, and you compare that to Bismarck is about 8.4% and North Dakota statewide about 15%. But they also have a yearly mobility rate of 36%. So a lot of students moving in and out. And if you take into account their kindergartners who are starting each year and their fifth graders who go on to middle school that next year for sixth grade, you're looking at, about half of the students coming in every fall are new. And so that presents a challenge in itself. And so differentiated instruction really looks at where students are. It does a lot of pre-assessment and targeted instruction to meet students where they are. And it's not about lowering standards to meet them. It's about figuring out where they are and finding that zone of proximal development where they can thrive and learn without being overwhelmed. But also, when you look at your high achievers, even in a school like Dorothy Moses, where they have high rates of poverty, they also have a lot of high-achieving students in that school as well. And so it's critical to meet their needs and move them forward and find where they are. So it's targeting that instruction at their level and moving them forward in optimal ways. And so I really went in to look at their use of differentiated instruction. It's very extensive, and it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of attention to assessment, but they do it better than anyone I've seen.
Is it easily transferable to the system at large?
I think it is. I do a lot of professional development around the state and around beyond the state as well, around the region on differentiated instruction. It kind of takes a mindset. It's a step away from our traditional way of teaching where we teach to the whole group. And so it really demands that we see students as individuals. And we're looking not only at their academic readiness level, which is really the most important, but also looking at their learning preferences and even looking at their interests and ways to hook them in learning and get them engaged in meaningful ways where they'll be motivated to work hard. But, you know, having said that, I went in really with a targeted focus in my research on their use of differentiated instruction. And I started to dig into their test scores a little bit. And, our test scores are public. And through the Department of Public Instruction, I looked at how they are performing on the state assessment, because I think we have to be careful in education that we don't assume that, you know, this great new strategy of differentiated instruction is going to be the panacea to solve all of our problems in education. It's complex. We're dealing with human beings, and it's a very complex profession. And I found that despite the challenges that the students at Dorothy Moses face, every single year from 2010 all the way to 2014, which was where my data stopped, more students at Dorothy Moses scored proficient or higher on the state assessment in reading and math than other students in the district and other students across the state of North Dakota. That was an interesting finding. So, of course, I had to dig deeper and find out, is it their use of differentiated instruction or is it more? And I found that differentiated instruction was critical, their use of I&E, or intervention and enrichment, but also their relational mentoring. That was really critical. Dorothy Moses and their staff and their administrative leaders do a lot of relational mentoring with the community. And so they're partnering with businesses, they're partnering with human services. They have the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile come in and provide dental care for kids who wouldn't otherwise have dental care. You know, you think about that if you've ever had a toothache or an abscess tooth, how difficult is it to concentrate on something when you're needing that critical care?
Or any one of the issues they're dealing with, meet them where they are. Fascinating. Glad they're doing it well. Glad you're celebrating it. Glad we can learn from it. And I look forward to finding out more about how their good work and what you've noticed and it can be used elsewhere. Thanks so much for the great information today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be there.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Equipment and Northern Plains Equipment be bringing you our special broadcast from Iowa City, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, looking forward to broadcasting down there. It's going to be fun. It is indeed, ladies and gentlemen. The NDSU Bison play the Hawkeyes. Mark it on your calendar. Saturday, September 17th, we'll be at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City for the broadcast. And Border Plains Equipment and Northern Plains Equipment. For those who demand more, your Case IH dealer, Plains Ag in Stanley, Williston, or Minot, bring you our special broadcast. They're the title sponsor along with our friends at Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. Chuck's Sandjacking, providing the best longest lasting and most cost effective padded concrete repair available. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas helping you afford life. So we shall see you there. Be great fun. Looking forward to that road trip. That'll be right after Big Iron. So that'll be great fun too. All right. What a great labor of love today to celebrate Labor Day. Talking with people who are laboring in areas that make you think a little bit. You know, when you think about the possibilities of drones and how we'll fuel them, as we did today with Mark Mills or Karen Herzog, talking about the character building that comes from being a German-Russian growing up on the prairie, pre and post World War II. Whereas just a moment ago we did with Professor Brenda Werner, Dr. Werner, educating students in poverty. And thinking about the successes that happen at a school in Bismarck and transforming that to other places. That's great. Our final love piece today is digging into the Robo Rubicon. I don't know about you, but I don't get up every day thinking about how robots will be used in the future. I don't, but I love reading a piece that makes me think about it and how there are a lot of questions that we need to ask ourselves about it, and also knowing that there are people that have spent their career dealing with things like that, and that includes our next guest, who's a retired United States Air Force Major General, Robert Latiff, who is adjunct professor at the University of Notre Dame. General, nice to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
And we welcome back Patrick McCloskey, who is the editor-in-chief of 360 Review, that all these pieces are chronicled in, and is a director of research and publications as well at the University of Mary, and co-author of this commentary on the Robo Rubicon that we're going to talk a little bit about as well. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Great to be back. Thank you.
So, General, start, if you would, on just the basics of what's being envisioned right now in the way of robots. Obviously, you spent some time in the military on this, now at the University of Notre Dame. But just educate us a little bit about what the future might look like concerning robots.
The future is going to be full of robots in all areas, in the air and on the ground and under the sea and increasingly in space. They will grow in numbers, and more they will take on levels of autonomy and automation. It's a very, very steep growth curve, as far as I can tell.
What is the good in that? What is the upside?
Well, there are a lot of upsides, actually. Not the least of which, by the way, is economic. I'll come back to that. But in terms of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, there are just many things that are dirty and dangerous that drones and robots can do. Defusing bombs, you know, comes to mind very quickly. Clearing houses of bad guys. But in large part, the main advantage I see is protecting the soldiers in combat. But going back to my economics question, it's also a question of economics. Airplanes are very expensive because they have to protect the pilot, et cetera. They have to have life support systems. Drones don't have to have anything like that. Just the sheer numbers basically says that where we can replace a human, where we have to spend an awful lot of money trying to protect them with a machine, the cost argument is just huge.
Quoting from the piece, if machines are given the legal power to make kill decisions, lethal autonomy, then it is inescapably follows that humanity has been fundamentally devalued. So you gave me a list of the good. Let's talk about the worrisome side, the bad. Is lethal autonomy and the moral dilemmas that come from this, what worry you most about on the downside?
Well, I separate my concerns into sort of real near-term concerns, and then, of course, the concern about the morality of it all. So one can think in terms of what are the problems with autonomous systems, and for that matter, with artificial intelligence. They're heavily, or they're exclusively almost, controlled by software. Software is not perfect. And so just the mere problem of complexity and the ability to know that what we're doing is the correct thing or what the autonomous system is doing is the correct thing is very worrisome to me. From the morality side, I think the piece basically says it very clearly is that the taking of a human life is something that should be reserved only for a human.
Yeah, and that's a wake-up, certainly a piece, in the, a wake-up call in this piece that really, I'll just read from it. It says, our contention in the article was that full lethal autonomy, that is empowering robotic weapon systems with the decisions to kill humans on the battlefield, crosses a critical moral Rubicon. If machines are given the legal power to make kill decisions, then it inescapably follows that humanity has been fundamentally devalued, as I read earlier. Machines can be programmed to follow rules, but they are not persons capable of moral decisions. Surely taking human life is the most profound moral act, which, if relegated to robots, becomes trivial, along with all other moral questions. So that one should give you a little cold water to the face. Patrick, you and General Latif wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal about this topic 3 years ago. And it has been highlighted as one of the best columns in the U.S. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, 3 years ago when that was first written and now in 360 Review, what has changed? What questions now are you probing at that are different than when you looked at this 3 years ago?
Well, the first issue is that, we're, you know, 3 years removed from that, we're closer to it, and Bob can talk probably more authoritatively about how loss of air superiority and that sort of thing in future engagements would pushes us in this direction. The other questions it raised, I think, it raises, well, we also have, as well as this issue, we have, as Bob pointed out, automation. So it's not merely autonomy. We have automation, and much of our world is being automated. So one question we pose is that if full robotic autonomy gives the power of kill decisions to machines, devaluing human beings, it seems a much smaller moral step to replace human beings in the workplace. And that's a big issue that's coming at us, not merely in one area as it did in, say, manufacturing, but all across the board. So these issues seem tied together.
And, General, tell me where that's most prevalent. Is it in manufacturing where there are, you know, robots on the assembly line doing the work humans once did more and more every day? Or where do you worry about that most? Or I'm assuming you're worrying about it, I guess, because there's some good that can come from that too, right?
Yeah. Do you mind if I step back to the question you asked Patrick? And he pointed out something that, if it's okay, I'd like to take that on.
Please do.
What has changed in the last 3 years? I mean, clearly we saw the emergence of China as a military power and have been seeing it for years, and the reemergence of Russia. For years, we were worried about what was going on in the Middle East, and we had air superiority, and we didn't worry about those types of things very much. In a potential conflict with, let's just say China, hypothetically, it is a very sophisticated power. And so going into places like that, we have to concern ourselves with anti-access area denial kind of issues. And so it's going to be a slog trying to get into a place like that, or Russia, for that matter, if we ever go to war with either one of them. And so the things that have happened in the drone business is that we've now begun to talk more and more about numerous, very large numbers of drones. We call them swarms. And so, again, going back to, you know, what changed, the demand for them has changed. The demand for speed has changed, speeds which human beings just can't contend with. So autonomy, while the Department of Defense says autonomous lethal kill decisions are not on the horizon, it's going to be hard to fight off that desire to use them in that way. So we felt it was time to say something else about it.
Fascinating. All right. Yeah. Hold tight, gentlemen. We'll pick up the other piece of that after a break here. And by the way, General Latif and Patrick also serve on the advisory board of the Riley Center for Science, Technology, and Values at the University of Notre Dame. So they are pushing the envelope, getting us to think about these issues. We'll talk more about it after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in a car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stopping for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If this Labor Day has you thinking, you know, I might want to do something different. I want to maybe a new job. My friends at Polar Service Center have told me about some new positions that they have open. One, a statewide sales rep. They have several positions open for technicians. For instance, if you're a trailer technician, you do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, Titan repairs. You can weld and fabricate, do inspections, certified to do tank inspections. You can make as much as $32 an hour. They're looking for trailer technicians, tank welder fabricators, and testers. And they're killed their location in need of a wash rack attendant. No experience necessary there. They train you to wash the outside and inside of tank trailers. The sales position as well. These are positions that pay as up to $32 an hour, full health benefits, 401k with match, Killdeer, Williston locations. And then the one statewide sales position. Give Gary a call right now. Gary's the regional manager. This is his cell phone number. He'll get you in queue to fill these slots. They need them filled quick. 701-495-3592. Polar Service Centers. 701-495-3592. Wrapping up our conversation today, we pulled a couple of great stories from 360 Review to talk about some folks laboring in areas that maybe we don't think about day to day. The KFIRE Facebook page and my own, you can find links to how you can get a free copy of 360 Review as well. Chatting with the guest today here, professor, University of Notre Dame, and retired Air Force Major General Robert Latif is with us today, and Patrick McCloskey here as well, author and director of research and publications at the University of Mary. Latif is how you say your last name, right, General?
That's correct.
All right, so I'll make sure I'm saying that right. So quickly an example right now where the robot space, if you will, is exploding. We're talking, obviously, about some of the moral dilemmas related to lethal robots, and I want to get back to that in a minute. But where is a practical use right now where they're really being used more and more?
Oh, they're all over the place. Manufacturing comes to mind immediately, but medicine and the intelligence business. We think of robots, but we also think of just algorithms and artificial intelligence. Put that in the same category.
And those areas are, we call it progress, right? I mean, nobody's really lamenting that, other than I guess some folks would say, it's different and change is always a little bit controversial. But those would seem to me the ways we could call progress. There are nowhere near, I would assume, the moral dilemmas there that there are in a lethal robot, right? An autonomous lethal robot. That's where the real controversy is, correct?
Yes and no. Yes, clearly the autonomous lethal is the most concerning. But I worry about medicine and intelligence, for instance, because human beings are notoriously probabilistic in their behavior. And depending too heavily on automated systems, can also have us make decisions that may not be great decisions. So also a little bit worrisome, but not as much as the lethal.
Hmm. I understand there's a ban being considered on robots, autonomous lethal robots. What do you think about that?
Not much, to be honest with you. Bans have historically not been very useful or helpful. Frankly, I think they're almost counterproductive. I would actually prefer that we do something like have control regimes, much in the same way we do now with technology control regimes, ITAR and export controls. Bans just don't help.
I hear you're writing a book, so there's more to be done on this, huh?
I am indeed writing a book. The question will be, at the end of the day, whether or not the publisher likes the manuscript. But, yes, I am right in the middle of writing a book on this topic, on the dilemmas that come along with this kind of technology.
So, Patrick, you and Bob have done a lot on this and getting us to think about it, writing about it. What's next?
In our relationship, well, we'll continue to dig into these things and see what we come up with next. One thing I wanted to point out is this stuff is coming in terms of automation. I mean, we've heard a lot about self-driving cars. Well, along with the same technology, self-driving trucks, self-driving taxis, and in most states, the most common job is truck driver. What happens when a lot of these folks are replaced? It's not like we can retrain them for analogous sorts of jobs, because a lot of those jobs are disappearing. So it really raises the question of are we heading into a jobless society, or will technology produce a whole bunch of other jobs we don't even know about? Because automation is happening simultaneously on so many platforms, it seems that joblessness will be an issue, which, you know, really puts into question a sort of fundamental thing about society.
Well, I'm glad you two are laboring on this Labor Day over this topic so we can inform ourselves as to what we need to know about it. Learned a lot from reading the piece in 360 Review and from our chat today. Thank you both for the time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed talking with you.
360 review, energy, agriculture, finance, culture, and faith on the Northern Great Plains. Fun show today on this Labor Day, celebrating the good labor to bring us some important topics about things that are happening. And you can, again, go to our Facebook page and get yourself a free copy. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.